Blog Talk Radio.
Today, we have Sir Christopher Wren. If you've ever gone to London, the most famous cathedral piece of architecture there was designed by Christopher Wren, the 17th century architect, probably the greatest architect in English history. Philosopher, Fabian, controversial, John Dewey, born on this day. It's not the Dewey Decimal System that you learn when you are looking up something in the library. Great American composer. He went to Yale. He studied under Parker, but he ended up in the insurance field. But he always loved music, and he wrote some of the most interesting music, classical music primarily, in American history. Charles Ives, born on this day, and it was Leonard Bernstein who revived his works, like the Symphony No. 2. And Ives wrote four symphonies, and he wrote with very complicated harmonies. I had to study it when I was in music school. Among the other birthdays today, U.S. Senator Wayne Morris, Republican from Oregon. He was probably infamous or famous because a horse kicked him in the head, and he got into a fight with Claire Boufflouse, who Eisenhower appointed ambassador to Italy. And Claire Boufflouse was a famous woman, author, and playwright in her own right, and she was married to Henry Luce of Time magazine. They used to say about Claire Boufflouse, I think maybe it was Wayne Morris also, here comes arsenic and old Luce. That was not appreciated. birthday today. And then Pierre Laporte. Now, when Pierre Trudeau was Prime Minister of Canada, there was the separatists who wanted to Quebec leave, wanted to separate Quebec from Canada because the French Canadians felt that they were being they were called the Blanc Nègre, the white niggers of Canada. That was their a designation for themselves because of the way they were treated by the English Canadians. Now, a lot of this went back to the end of the French and Indian War, in which the French Canadians, who had been colonists and had been neglected by France, where the English populated as much as they could Canada, the United States, or what's called the colonies at that time. And the Catholic Church took the position that the English capitalists own your bodies, but we own your souls. And French Canadians were always famous for producing authors, journalists, some musicians, and politicians. But they weren't the industrialists or the capitalists. And when the Quebec Libre people started a revolt against the federal government in Canada, even though Canada is a confederacy, Pierre Laporte put the province under martial law. After Pierre Laporte, who was a government provincial government official, he was assassinated. And the American Civil Liberties Union was outraged, and they sent support to the Canadians who were opposing Trudeau's martial law. Great voice, what we call a voiceover, if you remember Charlie Tuner, Herschel Bernardi. He died, his birthday on this today. We have music conductor for Igor Stravinsky, made many recordings of Stravinsky's work. Robert Kraft, his birthday is today. Mickey Mantle, great Yankee baseball player, and we're in the World Series season right now, the San Francisco Giants versus the Kansas City Royals. This is going to be interesting. If you remember Martin Landau, his birthday is today. And another actor, Timothy West, who played Winston Churchill, and then a Yugoslavian pianist, Ivo Bogolarevich, very great, fine musician. Among the deaths today is Herbert Hoover, who died in 1964, and a lot of famous people, when they get old, they used to end up living in Waldorf Astoria in New York. General MacArthur lived there, Herbert Hoover, and of course now it's been sold to the Japanese. Among the events today in 1600, in Japan, the Tokugawa clan became the dominant political force in Japan until the Meiji emperor, until that family, exercised some muscle and put the Tokugawa clan in its place, and the Meiji became the emperor and the ruling family of Japan, and the descendants of Emperor Meiji are Hirohito and his son Akihito are now the emperor of Japan, although they don't have that kind of visibility. In 1740, Maria Theresa, the great woman empress, became the empress of Austria and its empire. And, of course, she was about the same time as Catherine the Great of Russia. And this is interesting. In 1818, the United States and Britain had a dispute over the border between Canada and the United States on the West Coast. And this was settled. The war cry was 49 parallel or fight, and eventually it was settled. And then in 1903, the United States had another dispute with Canada and Britain because Canada was part of the British Commonwealth, and this was over the border between Alaska and the Yukon Territory. You know, Alaska is our only state which is separated by a foreign country, which is Canada. You have to go through, you leave Washington State, go through British Columbia if you go by land, to go to the Yukon and then end up in Alaska, which is our territory. Okay, and then Robert DeForest demonstrated the radio tube, which we don't see anymore. We have transistors.
Anyway, you started to say, ask me something else, sir.
About the Giants, how did you lure them here?
Well, that's a long story, too. We all know that we aspired to be a major league city. And at that time, there was a lot of discussion about trying to get the Boston Red Sox here, only because Joe Cronin was a manager of the Boston team. And after making a few inquiries, I realized that there was no chance of getting them to come out to San Francisco. Well, we all liked Joe Cronin, but still the move was not feasible. And then one day I learned that Walter O'Malley had been visiting Los Angeles. And I said, well, Los Angeles is a lucrative area, but if he can't possibly move to Los Angeles with his Dodgers, because if he did, certainly the Giants would not necessarily move, because how can two major teams leave that area all at one time? But so I called Stoneham, and I went back there. But I used to leave at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, so I wouldn't be away, and then confer with him over Saturday and Sunday. And that was some pretty hard, they were pretty strong discussions, because I had a cigar with Stoneham, and he liked his scotch, and I had to take a few shots myself accordingly to keep company. And the thing that impressed me, however, was that Walter O'Malley was always present. Always present. So that I was trying to put two and two together and say, well, why is he here? If he's here because he must have some kind of a deal going on with Norrie Poulsen, who was then the mayor of Los Angeles. And I think it's only reasonable to assume that if he moved to Los Angeles, he would want the Giants to come to San Francisco for the competition.
Mario, we got to get say some film for Rich tonight, okay?
So, and then the second thought came to me, well, it's impossible for the Giants and the Dodgers to simultaneously move. It's just beyond comprehension. But I came back and I called Norrie Poulsen, who was then the mayor of Los Angeles. I said, Norrie, are you consulting with O'Malley to bring the Dodgers here? Oh, he says, I can't talk about those things. He says, no. He denied it vehemently, absolutely denied it. So I waited a week. And I went back to New York. Again, there was O'Malley and Stoneham. And I'd arrive there about 10 o'clock in the evening. I'd be up until all day Saturday and all day Sunday. I was kind of getting to be a nervous wreck. All night sessions. And they wouldn't tell me anything, but they were... And I surmised that... The delay must have been because Walter O'Malley, who was a very shrewd, I must say, he was of the two.
Say, Ben, want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Hey, Tony, what are you going to do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too.
Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big Ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where's the clap?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush. Nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, bet up.
Politics or poker, which is more important?
Paraphrase.
Venom.
Little trade, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your mind.
I'll call.
I'll hold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Panyashinkovich. I'm certain it's fun.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen, and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot, that's me.
Politics and poker, politics and poker. Play for a pot that's mediocre. Politics and poker, rubbing neck and neck.
Paul Brazola. We hope I'm feeling better Wednesday at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, and we'll continue with the great late Mayor George Christopher and how he lured the Giants to San Francisco. So go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AMICUSVERITAS. Also, we're running a little slow, but we'll be putting up some latest exposés. We've discovered at a major food server making pizza and hot dogs and other things, and they serve a lot of people every day. It's a big chain. The people there who are handling cheese, salads, meats, and everything are not using gloves, using their bare hands to mix these things, and there's certainly a question of health food safety, especially when we have Ebola, tuberculosis, enterovirus virus, and hepatitis, and all these others. So the public policy question we're asking is, should food service workers be required, all of them, to wear gloves when they're mixing food, and also to wear a mask? This is Peter Paul Brazola. We'll be back Wednesday at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time. Stay safe.